Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Our Place, episode 545.
Our Place, where anything can happen and probably will.
Hi everyone and welcome to Our Place with me, Steve.
Me, Angie.
How you all doing? It's been 2 weeks.
It has.
2 whole weeks.
Yep.
But not a lot's been going on really here, other than work and of course training Debbie, and that's going well.
Yes,
Debbie's doing well. When we come to the week, I'll tell you about, we went to R&IB to do some product demos, and Debbie came with us. So we'll come to that. But anyway, what we've been up to, and I remember it. Let's start differently with feedback.
We need to apologise because we must have not
put it. I must have missed David Weston's email.
The day before we did a podcast.
He's talking about basically that he's found an app called Bosch Home Connect, which connects with Bosch machines, which, you know, might potentially make them more accessible. Apparently, he's supposed to put it on his blog. I'll look for his blog, but he didn't give me a link to it, of course. But I'll look for his blog and put a link on the show notes. So thanks for that. You should advertise yourself more, Dave. You should put your blog at the bottom of emails.
Yeah.
There you go. If you want people to read it. There you go. That's my little suggestion.
Yeah, because you could put it in your signature, couldn't you?
Exactly. Of course you could. Yeah. Mm. So forth. So thanks for that bit of information, Dave. Now passed on, obviously, to all of our listeners. Sorry for me croaking today. I seem to be a bit croaky today.
And apologies that we actually missed it last time. I'm surprised you haven't told us off.
Sorry we missed the feedback as well. So, what else? What's been going on, Ange?
Well, the only big, well, not so much a highlight, but the prior week to this, that would be the first time that Debbie did a bit of work on her own with us, didn't she? With you?
Yes.
Because Emma had to go look at an office.
That was Thursday.
Job.
Thursday, 2 weeks ago, really, wasn't it? A week last Thursday, and we're back.
Yes.
Emma had to go in for an interview, and
It was a second.
It was for a second interview.
To show her the premises.
Yep. I'm sure Emma won't mind me reporting that she got the job.
She did.
So this is good. So she has got herself a job to go to. She's with us until the end of March, and if we're really lucky, we might get Emma on a goodbye podcast 1 week. We're still working on that, aren't we?
You said it was Emma's idea.
It was, yeah. So
need to sit and
hopefully
do that.
We'll do that. And so, so Debbie came in on the Thursday morning. Nothing happened in that week before, really, did it? Of note.
No.
And we did a few things. We went through the mail. We went on a website and I got her to read me bits of the screen to see how well she works and see how she works, in fact, so that we can communicate together. And it's all going very well. And so that was successful. And then Emma came in before Debbie went, didn't she?
She did.
Was in about 11.
She was,
so
yeah.
Debbie was a couple of hours with me and that all worked really well. And so I think that was all of note that happened that week, wasn't it, Angela? Really?
Yeah.
And then the following week, Saturday my Auntie Maureen came, and that was nice because it was the first time we saw her this year.
Yes. Bearing gifts. Dundee cake.
Yep. And my favourite pie and mash.
Yes.
which is an old London thing, as you all know. And she brought some of that down too, and chilli vinegar on it. It's absolutely lovely.
Yes.
And so we had that, and that was and she gave me a little Peppa Pig, didn't she, Antwich?
Yes.
I might demonstrate 1 week just because I feel silly. She gave me a little talking Peppa Pig. I'll bring her down next week. Remind me, Ange.
We could go and get her in a minute. You're not going to be long, are you? You could even take it up there and demo her.
Yeah,
you don't have to bring it down. You could walk up there.
No, I could do that, yeah.
Just walk upstairs.
Yeah, chat. Yeah, you can do that. So
I don't think we've got a lot to say.
Because one of my guilty pleasures has always been Peppa Pig. You know, I always joke about I'm going to watch Peppa Pig and things like that. So Maureen, give me this little Peppa Pig princess that talks. She says about four phrases, yes. I think.
Basically, this lady's son likes Peppa Pig, believe it or not.
Yeah.
And
he's got a big one now, hasn't he? He's got a big talking one.
Maureen got... Because he wanted the bigger one, apparently. He likes the Peppa Pig. So Maureen got him one for Christmas.
Yeah.
It's just a friend of hers, you know, and a friend, her son.
Yeah.
So she got him, and the lady said that he no longer wanted the little one.
Mm.
So she said, give it to your nephew. She said,
that's Maureen right, yeah.
To tell her that you, yeah. And I always joke about, I'm not sure if I've mentioned it, probably not, we say we're going to build a Peppa Pig room.
That's right, yeah.
And I say I'm going to put a lock on the outside of the door, so when I want a bit of peace, you go in there and I'll lock you in.
That's it, yeah. Yeah, so that's it. My Peppa Pig room. So my computer room is my Peppa Pig room
at
the moment.
Yes, it is.
And Pep's on a shelf just above my desk, looking down at me, thinking, what an idiot. You know, so
she probably does think that, yeah.
So Maureen gave me that, and yeah, Angie's right. At the end of when we finish talking about the week, I'll walk you up to the office and let you hear Peppa Pig. Shall I, Angie?
Yeah.
Oh, no, we do that. Yeah. So what phrases she says? There we are. It's an idea, isn't it?
It is.
Yeah. So I've got that, and so that week, that was a Saturday.
Yes.
Nothing of note really happened. I ordered a solid state disk drive over that weekend for my Samsung laptop, and it's amazing how much it's speeded it up.
Oh yes, and we got a new keyboard as well, because the escape key had come up.
Yes, we got a new, believe it or not, for years my escape key came off a few years ago, and I rang Samsung and they said they wanted 89 quid for a new keyboard. I'm not paying that, because I can still press the escape key. The wire bit's still there. You can press it. So Chris, my friend, he said to me, oh, there's loads of them on eBay. You know, you can buy it on eBay. He said, and I'll fit it for you. And so I found one on eBay for £9.99, didn't I?
Yeah.
And Chris fitted it, and it's good as new. It's great. So while I was at it, I bought a hard drive, an SSD drive for the laptop, because it's 512 gig. So the SSD drive that I've got in it now is 512, and it's amazing how it's speeded it up. Chris came and fitted it yesterday.
It's twice as fast booting, I'm sure.
Yeah, it is really quick. It's only a Core i3 processor, but I'm ordering a new laptop, and we'll probably keep this one as a spare in case Debbie needs to do homework in or can't get in for any reason or anything like that. So we may keep it for that. It might be worth it, mightn't it?
Yeah.
That's the idea. And Chris came to fit that yesterday, so that's all done. And so I think I ordered that weekend. But this week, nothing of note really happened till Thursday, did it, Ange?
No, I don't think so.
So Thursday, we went to RNIB to show various products, including Braille Me. And even, you know, Debbie was saying she was fascinated by Braille Me. I think she's fascinated by Braille, really, you know, things like that. So, interesting. So, she came really to observe, you know. Emma guided me, so Debbie watched how she guided me, and then Debbie guided me for part of it. So, and we made sure Debbie was comfortable guiding me, and I was certainly comfortable with Debbie guiding me, so it's all good, you know. And Debbie's doing really well, and... You know, thank you, Debbie, for coming in. She's probably not listening, but no. Thank you anyway. Mm. And this is really good. It's working out really well. And Emma's now got a job. So she goes to that job at the beginning of April. And Debbie will be working for me on her own, you know, without Emma there, I mean. So welcome to the team, Debbie. And it'll be goodbye, Emma. But we'll talk more about that nearer the time. So, So we got back from RNIB at about... three-ish?
It was between three and half three, I think.
And Debbie had to go straight away. Yes. And Emma came in and carried on working till six. So we did the the month end stuff.
Yes, and that's when she walked in, and she'd heard about the job while she was out, didn't
she? Yeah, she was.
She walked in. The lady, Angie, I've got some good news.
The lady rang her at King's Cross Station, and so we knew there at King's Cross Station. Debbie and I were sitting, and Debbie was watching the platform for trains, and Emma walked away a little bit to take the call, so she had a bit of privacy, and Debbie and I just sat and chatted a bit, and she told Emma that she got the job. At that point, and I said, first of all, I said, shall I phone Angie and tell her? And I said, no, I won't do that. I said, I'll let you tell her, because that's nice, you know, it's a bit exciting to do.
She walked in and I was tapping my
hand. Angie, I've got some news.
I said, I knew you were going to get, I have thought so, because I said, they don't ask you back for a second time unless they're really, really interested, do they?
Well, Debbie also said, Angie, and I agree with Debbie, she said they wouldn't have phoned you if you hadn't got the job, they'd have sent you an email.
Yeah.
You know, we're sorry you've been rejected on this occasion, whatever. You know, and so that's really good. Yeah.
And again, it's a very small team, isn't it?
It's, yes. It's another lady running a business.
Yes, it is.
Yeah. Yeah. So, yeah, this is good. She'll be in a similar kind of situation to what she is here, you know, family business, if you like.
Yeah.
So that's good. And I'm really pleased for her. And there you are, because Emma's been the best over 5 years for us. She's been really good, and we certainly won't forget her. And hopefully we'll remain friends, of course.
Better do. She'll be
she's in trouble, if not, yeah. Absolutely, yes. So that's really all that happened in the week, isn't it, Andrew?
Yeah, indeed, yeah.
Yeah.
Nothing special, was there, then?
No. Right, so... is there anything else we want to say on the podcast?
Well, other than the fact I stuck to my January not drinking.
You did, yes. Well done.
The trouble is, I had a drink last night and I don't feel very well today. Actually, what's stranger, I feel worse than when I got up.
Yeah.
My stomach is unsettled.
That was strong rum, though. I think we had fairly big...
The trouble is, in those tumblers, it doesn't look a lot.
No, no.
Or, you know, it doesn't look a lot. And
but it is stronger than the Woods rum, you know, so...
Yeah, it probably
is. You have to be a little bit careful.
Yes. You know? I mean, you even had a heavy head. Yeah. I just thought it was because I hadn't been used to drinking.
I'm all right now.
I feel my head's all right now, but my stomach's unsettled.
Yeah, yeah. So it's
positively poorly.
Yeah. So, yeah, well, but you did it, didn't you?
I did.
You did your dry January.
I did. I stopped. I nearly caved last Sunday.
Yeah.
Do you know what helped? There were two people who said they were going to do it, and they caved well before the end of January, and it helped me to not cave, you know?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I was just more determined not to, because other people did cave.
Yeah, yeah, excellent.
It's good for your self-esteem. I'm thinking, well, all right, it's a small thing, but I did miss... And it was the Sunday nights I missed most.
Yeah.
Because we listened to stories. It was horror podcasts mainly. Well, this takes me back from we used to drink Saturday nights. Well, we probably did. Me and Dad certainly did when I was living with my parents. Me and Dad used to listen to the Saturday night theatres. Dad would often be there with me to, you know, the wards of me last year or so there. Before Mum got ill, actually, I think it started. I don't know why we started on this, but we started drinking a sherry and we'd have two glasses each and we'd have halfway through the play, that's when we'd have the second glass. And then we'd have the same Sunday night if we were going to watch the classic serial or maybe the following Saturday, you know, we'd drink some sherry. And that's how I think I've got into all this drinking with story. It don't just suit a good story, good drink. And, you know, it's usually horror by the time we get... You know, a lot of it's horror.
Or
thrillers, isn't it?
I'll keep finding horror podcasts.
Or thrillers and things. And, yeah, that's what we do. And so that was... Whiskey is a thing we've often drunk on a Sunday for a long time as well.
We've got several horror podcasts on the go now, haven't we? Rabbits, Congeria, we've got...
Congeria's more thriller, I suppose, is it?
But
It's about Well, they tried to kidnap a girl, but she never grows old. And
she's immortal,
She's immortal. And
Someone
wants to kill her because he says it's unnatural. And
somebody
wants her, we don't know why, somebody else does, but she's on the run at the minute with someone else.
Yeah, that's Congeria.
It's good.
And we're also listening to one called Rabbits.
That's weird.
Which is weird. It's about a game.
About a game.
Somebody's disappeared and they were playing the game. The time they disappeared.
People die and they disappear. And
yeah.
It's weird. It's like a game.
Mm.
You don't interact with it yourself.
No,
like a game.
It is, yeah. Yeah.
Like some of the games have good stories. Time Adventure was one of my favourite.
And of course...
Stories.
And of course your favourite horror one, Angie, is No Sleep, isn't it?
I love the No Sleep podcast.
Yeah. Yeah. And we listen to Welcome to Night Vale.
There's The Lift.
And The Lift, which that's is, excellent. Again, that's, yeah.
It's excellent, isn't it?
Yeah.
Welcome to Night Vale, which is quirky horror, really.
Yeah, yeah.
But he wrote it, didn't he? Because one of the writers, he has anxiety, and he wrote...
Oh, Joseph Fink.
It's him, isn't it?
Isn't it?
And he wrote, what's the other...
Alice Isn't Dead. Yeah.
And he said that... What's her name? The lady in it, the other lady.
I can't remember now.
It's an unusual name, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah.
Chica or something like that. Yeah. Or something.
Yeah, Keisha. Yeah.
Which is a name I'm not familiar with, really. Mm. She is anxious.
Yeah.
He's in the novel,
yeah.
Yeah.
He's podcasted it as a novel.
Yeah.
Alice Isn't Dead. So.
But he started all this because of his anxiety.
Yeah.
It helped him too. So it's more quirky and funny horror, isn't it?
Yes.
And they've got a lot on the Night Vale. Welcome to the Night Vale Network, as it. They've got a lot of podcasts.
Yeah, so have The Lift, haven't they? The Ninth Story podcast, as they call them.
The Lift is one of the things on that.
Yes, Victoria's Lift, actually.
What does it say? Society 13, whatever that is.
It's
sort of a part of this network thing.
Mm. Yeah, it's Victoria's Lift, they call it. Yeah.
That's excellent. Victoria's Lift is good.
It's a little girl who helps people to make choices. She's in a lift, and they all go for a ride in the lift, and it, you know, whether they make good or bad choices and things like that. It's good. Yeah.
Depends what happens to them. She gives them a choice.
Yeah, yeah.
That's their life and what they've good. Done in it. Yeah.
But other than that, I think...
Great stuff.
Yeah, so we listen to all those, you know, horrors on Sunday.
But it's worse than that, isn't it? Because I pour your drinks.
You do?
Only because... I shouldn't, really. But only because I like... I don't bother to turn the kitchen speaker off. I mean, sometimes I think is why they come out bigger as well, because I have to use ears and looking, but I can see a little bit.
You can see a little bit.
We'd need to switch it off, and then you wouldn't hear it so well if you're listening to a story.
No.
So that's why I do it. I mean, you could do it.
Yeah.
And so it was worse. So I was looking at these drinks and.
Yeah. But.
Oh well. Never mind, I should have stayed off the drink, I think.
Did you want to say anything else?
No, I think I've exhausted my...
You've exhausted your little lot for today.
Yes, I think so.
So shall we go and... Well, shall I go and see Pepper, or do you want to come with me?
You can go and see Pepper. You don't need me, do you?
No, I don't need you, unless you want to come and squeeze her for me.
You can squeeze her, can't you?
I can do that, yes.
It'll be a bit for me to hear later on my own.
Yes, so... I shall come back for us to say goodbye, obviously. So we're now going upstairs to the office. You lucky people, you don't often come up to other rooms in the house, but just occasionally you do. So we're going upstairs to the office. We're in the office now. You can hear the change of acoustics. And I've got a recorder in one hand, and I'm going to grab Pepper. So she's a little cuddly plush. She's probably... I don't know, 3 or 4 inches tall, and she's in a princess get-up, and she sounds like this.
I am so pretty.
I am so pretty. The quality of the speech, I have to say, isn't that great, but let's hear another phrase.
I'm a little princess,
and...
I'm Princess Pepper.
I'm Princess Pepper, with a little snort at the end. And a laugh and a snort at the end. I think that's all she says. So I'm going to go through them now and let you hear them all. without me talking over him. Here we go. There you go. That's all of the four phrases that Pepper uses. And she's sitting just to the right of my lovely Blue Sound Pulse Mini speaker, which is in the office. Or I should say she's standing and she's looking down at me, as I say, thinking, what an idiot. Hey, what an idiot. I'm thinking of getting her to do some filing or something. You know, maybe I can get her to do some, you know, proper admin work or something while she's up there. Looking pretty, but then who knows, you know. Anyway, that seriously, that is Pepper, and so you've had a demo now of Pepper, so we're going to go back downstairs and see the other princess in my life. That's Angie. There you go. Right, so we're coming downstairs and we're back in the living room, the dead zone I call it, because it's a nice dead recording room for recording, the living room.
That film.
Here we are. Yeah, The Dead Zone, Stephen King.
Oh, it's a story, yeah.
Yep, story, absolutely. So we're back. And
I think it's a film.
I played all of Pepper's phrases, Ange, without me talking as well. So that if they want to, they make ringtones from it and things like that.
Yeah.
But the speech isn't very clear, I have to say.
No.
It's not very clear.
No.
It's Harley Bird. You can tell that, the lady who plays Pepper Pig, but it's not clear, really. Not very good speech.
Mm.
I wonder if there's any Peppa Pig ringtones out there now. That'll force me to go and look for them, won't it? Got to have a Peppa Pig ringtone
now.
Might
not be allowed. If they get caught.
If they're going to be anywhere, they'll be on Zedge, won't they?
Yeah.
But that's Pepper, anyway. So you've heard Pepper. So with that, I'm going to say that you can write to us at ourplace@comproom.co.uk. You can go to www.ourplace-podcast.info, nearly forgotten it then, www.ourplace-podcast.info, to find out and read all the show notes and download the episodes and subscribe and even listen over the phone if you want, thanks to Talking Newspaper Services for that service. And I think you can also listen on the Sonata and things like that. I'm not sure yet if we're on the Bumblebee, but I've got one, so I shall find out. I've got one to evaluate, so I shall find out if we're on the Bumblebee. And if we're not, I shall ask why not and see if we can get put on there. Because they've got loads of podcasts on there, I see. So, and I didn't see us under VI organisations or anything like that, so maybe we'll get put on there. But anyway, that's all the contact details and how you can listen and of course, any feedback is good. Let us know what you think, good, bad or indifferent. Also anything you want to tell us about. And say the way to do that is ourplace@comproom.co.uk. And of course, it's the same place if you want to have your own Dropbox folder and then record us voice messages for the podcast or even for us. So with that, I'm going to say cheerio.
Bye from me.
And of course, we will see you next time.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.